This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for December 1st, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Legendary singer-songwriter and keyboardist Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac passed away yesterday at the age of 79. Her family released a statement saying, quote, "On behalf of Christine McVie's family, it is with a heavy heart that we are informing you of Christine's death. She passed away peacefully at hospital this morning, Wednesday, November 30th, 2022, following a short illness. She was in the company of her family. We kindly ask that you respect the family's privacy at this extremely painful time. And we would like everyone to keep Christine in their hearts and remember the life of an incredible human being and revered musician who was loved universally. R.I.P. Christine McVie." Her death was also announced on the band's social media accounts. No cause of death or other details were immediately provided. Stevie Nicks released a handwritten statement on social media saying, quote, "A few hours ago, I was told that my best friend in the world since the first day of 1975 had passed away." Saying that she wanted to be in London after learning that Christine was ill. She said in her statement, "I always knew I would need these words one day," talking about a song written by the ladies Haim. She concluded her letter saying, "See you on the other side, my love. Don't forget me. Always, Stevie." The Wentworth Gallery will present a collection of works by KISS frontman Paul Stanley coming up this month and in January and February of 2023. It'll be Paul Stanley's first art exhibit in 4 years. He's created new original paintings, hand-painted signature Paul Stanley Ibanez guitars, mixed media originals, and limited edition artworks, including new works on metal. A new political series called Zero Day is in the works on Netflix, and the writers and executive producers have tapped Robert De Niro to star, marking the legendary film actor's first ever regular role in a television show. While few details of the upcoming series and the plot have been released, De Niro is said to play a former U.S. president. The actor will executive produce the show, as will Jonathan Glickman of Paranormic Media. Director Ang Lee has cast his own son, Mason Lee, in an upcoming film about legendary martial artist and actor Bruce Lee. Director Ang Lee is a master of fighting spectacles like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and also films with deep character studies like Brokeback Mountain. Variety's reporting the film is produced by Sony and 3000 Pictures. The Rolling Stones have announced the release of Gurr Live, a star-studded live album recorded at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey, on December 15, 2012, during the band's 50 and Counting tour. The recording described in the statement released by the Rolling Stones as, quote, "the definitive live hits album from the band's career." It's set for release on February 10th via Mercury Records. The show featured a number of special guests, including Lady Gaga, John Mayer, The Black Keys, Bruce Springsteen, and former Rolling Stone Mick Taylor. Fall Out Boy are hinting that their 8th album is in the works. A mysterious newspaper advertisement for FOB8 appeared in Monday's print and digital editions of the Chicago Tribune. The band, famously from Chicago, has been dormant for 4 years since the release of Mania, their 7th studio album. And multi-genre phenomenon Jelly Roll has released a new track. It's raw and powerful, and it's called She. He released it via Stony Creek Records and BMG. The song tells a story of a woman amid a struggle with addiction. And for the release, Jelly Roll has partnered with Shatterproof, a national nonprofit organization dedicated to ending the addiction crisis and the devastation caused by the disease of addiction, saying 11 people die every hour from a drug overdose. Jelly Roll's song will increase awareness of addiction prevention, treatment, and recovery resources provided by Shatterproof and will help save lives. And finally, there's new Motorhead music. Yesterday, the band released a song called Bullet in Your Brain. The song has been sitting in the Motorhead vault since the passing of Lemmy back in 2015. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 130, featuring Aaron Jones, is available now.